Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for tuning in to this first episode of That's Why I Do Drugs with Dr. T. I am so excited. I'm hoping this will be the first of many. And we're going to call this very first segment Medication 101. Simple enough. I mean, what did you expect? Nevertheless, let's get started. You want to grab a pen and a notepad and or a sheet of paper, preferably actually a spiral notebook, and we'll get into the details of why that's the best way later. You also want to grab a straight edge, and that straight edge can be anything. It can be a ruler, it can be the backside of a magazine, it can be a fingernail file, whatever, just grab one. And additionally, you will need a folder. Now, you may not necessarily get to it today, but just add that to your list of things you need to grab for the segment, because we will come back to that at some time later, soon. Nevertheless, you also want to grab all of your medication bottles. And people, let me be clear. All of your medication bottles. Yes, I said all of them. So that includes the ones that you have in the back of your medicine cabinet from the dental office 3 years ago that you still stashing back there just in case you need them. Grab those. You also want to make sure you grab the ones that you've hidden behind your cologne on your dresser because you really don't really want to take it. So you just hide it from yourself. Grab that one too. If you keep meds in your glove box in your car, don't forget, go out there, grab those as well. See, I see you. I see you. I know what you guys do. And you also want to make sure you grab whatever supplements and herbals that you're taking, as well as OTC medications. And preferably those OTC medications, we want to grab those that you're taking at least once a week or more. And when I say OTC, I mean over the counter. So that can be your ibuprofen, that can be Pepcid, Tylenol, anything, Zyrtec, anything you're taking on a regular basis, okay? So you want to grab those as well. So while you're grabbing those medications, I'm going to tell a short story. You're welcome to listen to the sound of my voice, or you can hit pause right now. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. That was me. I know that was corny, but that's okay. It wouldn't be me if I wasn't a little corny. All right. So developing this particular segment I have to share with you has been a challenge. I don't know why my neighbor's dog is barking. I've had a migraine. I've been fighting to get this thing out. I have no idea what that's about. So pray for me. And it's also a segment that's really near and dear to my heart because I'm hoping, again, this will be one of many. I want to say it's the customers that I deal with every day on my job. And so it really pulled the trigger on me actually doing this. And also my parents, you know, my parents are what, 70 and 68, still married almost 50 years. And despite their daughter being a pharmacist, they are very in tune with their medications. Like my mom knows why she takes all of her medications. And my dad, God bless his heart, is only like on two medications, maybe three. Let me tell you, my father is Mississippi homegrown. And so despite after all these years and all the ham, the collard greens, the macaroni and cheese, the hot water cornbread, the liquor and cigarettes, the 70s, fried chicken, fried fish, smoked pork chops, pig feet, fried corn, ham hock, and bacon. Bacon, which I grew up on bacon. I still do bacon. Bacon, I swear, is its own food group, but we're not going to go there. despite all of this, my father's only on 2 or 3 medications. God has truly been a keeper for my mom and dad, Marcella and George, child. I'm just keeping it real. And so, but I do realize that some people are not that lucky to have a spouse and you guys can care for one another, or partner, you guys can care for one another. Some people don't have children that can help them out with their medication. Some people are on their own trying to figure it out. It's not so bad when they're only taking 1 or 2 medications, but I have patients that may be on 13 or 25 medications, easy. And they're trying to keep up with everything. And for our seniors and our more mature population, it can be a bit of a challenge, and it could also leave you feeling lonely. There are emotions attached to taking medication, not just diagnoses. There are emotions attached to taking medications. And that's why I'm here. Additionally, we have a sandwich generation. We have these individuals like myself who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, who are not just taking care of themselves and their partners or spouses, but they're also having to take care of their parents. Both of them, maybe one of them. They have to take care of their children. God forbid if their children actually has a chronic condition, something serious like multiple sclerosis, something that just needs to be actively managed like asthma. So it is my charge to empower you to have medication confidence. Okay, so we're working on that medication confidence. We're going to create this drug list. Let's go. Get your pen and your piece of paper and or your notebook and let's start. Now, at the top of the sheet of paper, in the upper left-hand corner, in the white space, you want to put today's date. In the upper right-hand corner, in the white space, you want to put allergies. And those are going to be your list of allergies, or whoever you're making the list for, their list of allergies, okay? So if you're allergic to peanuts, eggs, a particular medication, you definitely want to add those on your allergy list. And at the top line of the sheet of paper, you're going to be creating 6 columns. Okay, and so each column will have its own name. So you're going to create 6 columns. Now, the first column will be labeled medication name. The second, strength. The third, directions. The fourth, when. The fifth, why. And the sixth, refill due date. And for the sake of this podcast and moving forward, note that the refill due date will be 7 to 10 days from when you expect to run out of medication. Okay? All right. Now, I don't expect you to finish this list right now during this particular podcast as I'm talking. I mean, if you're on one med, that's one thing. But if you're on 13 or 25, then that's a completely different conversation. So I am being very realistic. That will just have to be your little bit of homework. Or if you choose, you can definitely hit pause at any time and go ahead and complete your list. But let me start with a couple of examples in regards to the list. So for example, say you have a pill bottle and you're reading the label. Hypothetically speaking, let's say I'm on lisinopril, 20 milligrams a day for high blood pressure, and I only have to take 1 pill every day. So in the first column, under medication name, I'm going to put lisinopril. Under strength, 20 milligrams. Under directions, once a day. Under when, well, I'm taking my lisinopril after breakfast, so I'll just put after breakfast in that column. Under why, well, my doctor and I had a conversation and he said my blood pressure was elevated, or should I say high, during the last couple of visits, so now he's adding a medication to my medication regimen. So I'm going to put that I'm taking the lisinopril 20 milligrams for high blood pressure under the Y column. And finally, under the refill due date, I have listed, let's say, September 20th. Now, that's just a hypothetical September 20th, but I'm going to tell you where I got that number from. Say I refilled my medication on August 30th. And it was only for 30 days, a 30-day supply. I should be out of medication September 30th. So therefore, my refill due date will be September 20th. The same rules apply if you refill a medication for 90 days. So say, hypothetically speaking, I already refilled the medication back on June 30th for a 90-day supply. So typically, I should be out of medication by September 30th. So my refill due date will be September 20th. You follow? Now, let's cover a couple of things. I know some of you guys are listening to this and going, but Dr. T, I put all my meds on automatic refill, so I don't have to think about it. Or when my prescription is old and I run out of refills, my pharmacist usually calls, or my doctor always takes care of it, etc., etc. That's really great, and I'm glad that you have the wherewithal to go ahead and put your medications on automatic refill. I think that that is very proactive, and that's a wonderful habit. However, you're human, and if you go online and start the automatic refill process, something can happen. You might even have forgotten whether or not you've done that. If you're on the phone with the pharmacy and you tell the pharmacist or the technician to make sure it's on automatic refill, they're human. Anything could have happened, and the medication might not be checked off for automatic refill. It happens all the time. That is not a reason to miss your medication. If you're on a medication that you are taking every day and it wasn't refilled on time because you used the automatic refill feature and it didn't come to you on time, yes, I do believe that's unfortunate. However, I'm saying that it is your responsibility to check your list, check your medication bottles, and see when your medications are due. Because at the end of the day, you have to take your meds to take care of yourself and your health, okay? Okay. Now, let's go over a few other things. If you're on inhalers, I want you to take the boxes to your inhalers if you have them lying around somewhere and put them in a little baggie. We'll go over those in the next segment. I know some people may actually be diligent and use their inhaler and put it back in the box. Great, continue with that habit. But I know there are quite a few individuals that get an inhaler, take it out the box, and just remember, quote unquote, how to take their medication and throw the box away. And so what we're going to do is we're going to use those boxes or use the directions later in another capacity. So if you have those boxes lying around, you want to put those in a little baggie. We'll go into more detail about those in the next segment. But for now, if you're on an inhaler, then you want to make sure you add your inhalers to your medication list as well. Just the same as you have done with all of your oral medications. Okay? All right, great. Okay, good people. So I cannot conclude this podcast without going over a few more points. We'll talk about discarding your medications, storing your medications, and what some people have a tendency to do with a refill. So let's start with storing your medications. Typically, you want to store your meds in a cool, dry place. That may be the kitchen for you, a kitchen cupboard, your dresser drawer, maybe even a closet. You definitely want to consider whether or not children have access to the medications in your home, but you also want to make sure that you maintain the integrity of the drugs that you have. So typically, the bathroom medicine cabinet is not the best way or best place to store your medications. There's too much moisture in the air between the toilet and the shower and the tub and brushing your teeth. There's always moisture in the air in the bathroom. And moisture has a tendency to degrade the medication. So I recommend you do not store it there. However, I'm realistic. I do know that some patients put their medications in the bathroom because if it's not there, they won't remember to take them. For example, some patients may find it beneficial to have their medications in the medication chest in the bathroom because they may take the drug before or after they brush their teeth. Or some inhalers require that you wash and rinse your mouth out when you're done using them. So medications sometimes graduate to the bathroom. If that's the only way that you're going to remember to take your medication is by storing it in the medicine chest, then reluctantly, I will say, go ahead and store it there. However, I want to be clear that I want that to be your last resort. And the only reason why I'm giving into it even the least bit is because I understand medications can't work if you don't take them. And it's really important that you take your meds as it's written on schedule to have the best outcomes. Okay? I just want to make sure I'm clear there. I concede. Now, discarding old medications. Now, remember at the beginning of the podcast, I said, grab all of your medications. And when I say all of your medications, well, there's a good chance that you have some expired bottles sitting in front of you. The date filled on some of those bottles may even be from 2013. I don't know. I'm not sitting there with you. However, I have a tendency to get these phone calls. Dr. T, you know, I've got this pain in my chin and I want to take this medication, but it expired a month ago. Dr. T, I can't get to the pharmacy. I don't feel good. So now I want to restart my blood pressure medication that I haven't taken in 2 years, even though I haven't seen the doctor. Dr. T, I got this topical corticosteroid that expired 5 years ago. Can I still use that? Or I have this topical tacrolimus that expired a year ago. Can I still use that? Whatever your story is, let me tell you, my overall blanket response will be no. I don't want you to take medication that has expired. And I also don't want you to restart some random medication that you haven't talked to your doctor about, that you haven't even taken in 2 or 3 years because you had a headache. So you've decided that you must have high blood pressure. So you're going to restart a medication you haven't taken in 3 years. No. And let me tell you why. There's safety issues involved with those decisions. It would be just my luck that you use an expired medication and it's so old and degraded that it doesn't do any good. And you might wind up worse than you were before you started it. Or it would be just my luck that you would use a expired or old medication and it may be more toxic because it's expired now and it's been sitting God knows wherever you've been letting it lie. So my overall response is no. I love you. Don't call me. Don't text. Don't send me an email about it. My answer is always going to be a loving no. Don't make me fuss because I done tried to told you. The answer is no. All right, now that that's out the way, Let's talk about what to do with those old medications. I don't want you to flush them down the toilet or put them in the sink and dissolve them into our water supply. Be mindful. These medications are designed to go into your body, into your bloodstream, and some dissolve out of your bloodstream and through into your bodily tissues. When you start flushing medications in our water supply, the filter system in place cannot take all of this stuff out of the water. So you have antipsychotics, antidepressants, pain medications, good Lord, metformin, high blood pressure meds, whatever they are. You have people putting this stuff into our water supply that our children are sometimes drinking. They're brushing their teeth with it and they're bathing in it. And this stuff is showing up in our water. So I don't want you guys to do that anymore. That stops today. Okay? Great. I'm so excited. Now let me tell you what you can do with your meds. We're going to discard them responsibly. Now, I know my local police station actually has a drug bin for expired meds. So if I had a bag of expired meds, I can go to my local police station and just drop them in that bin and they'll discard of them, appropriately. You can do that as well. Now, I don't want you to call 911. What I want you to do is just telephone your local police station and ask them if they have a bin where you can drop off these medications and do so. On the flip side, on a grander scale, there is a National Prescription Take Back Day. It's twice a year. It's one in April, and then there's one in October. As a matter of fact, the next Take Back Prescription Drug Day is October 24th. So let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to log on to takebackday.dea.gov. This is a Drug Enforcement Agency initiative. They want you to discard your medications responsibly, right? So you want to go to this website. You can put in your zip code and it will tell you where the closest bin or location on that day can be found in your neighborhood so you can go ahead and discard of your drugs responsibly. Additionally, on this website, you can hit a link. And you'll see it is really easy to read when you go take a look at it. You can hit a link, and that link will take you to other locations in your neighborhood that are willing to take back your expired meds to make sure that they get discarded appropriately. So you may not want to go to the police station. I get it, especially in this climate. However, no excuses. You can go to this website and take a look and find where you can throw these things out. Okay, so again, that's takebackday.dea.gov. Okay. Last year alone, on October 26th, because that was the day that they chose for 2019. The United States collected and discarded over 882,000 pounds of medication. So, no excuses. I want you guys to discard your stuff responsibly. Let's not put it in our water supply, okay? Thank you. I so appreciate you. And last but not least, I want to talk about what people sometimes do when they get a refill. Sometimes people pick up a refill of a medication that they've been on forever, and they have a few pills left in the old bottle. So they take the old bottle and they pour it into the new bottle and continue on taking the medication. I don't want you to do that. I don't think it's safe. And let me tell you why. Because sometimes when you go to the doctor and you are getting your renewed prescriptions along with that, everything else that comes along with the doctor's appointment, I should say, you can forget what the doctor said from the time you leave the doctor's office and click the start button in your car. What if the doctor changed your prescription and you just forgot? Now you've mixed the bottles and you're confused. I don't want you to do that either. Moreover, there are times when pharmaceutical companies have issues and a medication could have been recalled. And now you've mixed your drugs and don't know if you had a medication that was recalled or not. You may have a perfectly good bottle that you mixed in with a bad bottle because maybe that previous bottle had medication in it that was recalled due to impurities. I mean, it just recently happened with metformin extended release. That's still in resolution. Okay. So I have patients that don't know if they should continue with the bottle because they've mixed their meds because they poured one bottle into the other bottle. I want you to find a better system. If you pick up your medications from the pharmacy and you've already got some left in another bottle that you want to finish up, I want you to finish up that other bottle first before you start your refill. Okay? We want to make sure we keep all of this stuff straightened out and have great habits and medication confidence. So I've given you a lot of information today. I'm not going to hold you much longer. Remember, I'm sure if some of you have not been able to complete the medication list, that's your homework. I want you to complete your medication list before the next podcast. Additionally, we'll get into the inhaler boxes and what to do with those next time. Also, I want you to also start collecting your doctor's information. And what I mean by that is make sure you know the spelling of your doctor's names and at minimum their phone numbers and the street that they're located on. Okay? That's going to also help and boost your medication confidence. We'll get into the details about that next time. So I'm really excited. Again, I know I've given you a lot of information and we are going to dive into all of this a little deeper as we go along. Thank you so much for listening. Take care and be blessed. See you next time. Thank you for tuning into this episode of That's Why I Do Drugs. And now for a little housekeeping. Never disregard medical advice or delay seeking medical care because of anything you have heard on this podcast. This is not a substitute for a doctor's appointment or medical care. Consult a physician for any medical issues that you are experiencing. Do not discontinue, start, or restart any medication or herbal supplements without first consulting with your physician. Remember, your prescriber has all of your medical records, and I do not. Additionally, the information I provide should not be used in any legal capacity whatsoever, including but not limited to expert witness testimony. Regardless of how much research goes into this segment, no guarantee is given regarding the accuracy of any statements or clinical opinions shared on this podcast. Keep in mind that pharmacy, medicine, and healthcare are constantly evolving. COVID-19 is your best example of that fact. Drugs and Kisses LLC is registered, known, and operated by me. My primary goal is to empower you with enough information so your doctor's appointments become two-way conversations and so that you can be more careful and comfortable taking your prescribed medication. I do not currently receive any compensation from any pharmaceutical companies. Okay, good people. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Drugs and Kisses with Dr. T. Don't forget to follow, subscribe, and share this podcast with your family and friends. I'm giving it to you straight about your medications while offering you a dose of me on the side. And I cannot wait to talk to you again. Also, feel free to follow me on Instagram at Drugs and Kisses with Dr. T. It's DRUGSANDKISSESWITHDRT. I'm using my Instagram to keep it fun, relevant, and informative. Again, thank you so much for joining me. XOXO, Dr. T.